continue our worship with our address in terms of what our scripture readings have said to us today. As I said earlier, we have a physical body that God has given us mainly for us to live and worship Him and have communion with Him. But obviously, many of us from Adam's race, we've strayed away from God, and we sometimes don't communicate with Him, and we are left alone. Our Isaiah scripture says God is calling us back. God wants this relationship with us. And He sent His Son. We celebrated Christmas a few weeks ago. God sent His Son to die for us in order that we may have this new relationship with Him. If we come and confess our sins, He is faithful to forgive us. When we confess and we explain to God that we want to have this relationship with Him, He blesses us with what is called spiritual blessings. So we've got our physical body that we use to do our physical things. But He has also given us this spiritual gift. Many of us may not be aware that we have been given spiritual gifts. So our spiritual gifts may be lying dormant, just as if our legs are tied, our hands are tied, our ears are deaf. We can't really utilize our spiritual gift. What is our spiritual gift? What are these things that God has bestowed upon us? And how do we use these gifts to praise, honor Him, and to help our world that we live in? We can look around our world, we can see some of the terrible things that are happening, and I'm sure many of us would want to do something. But sometimes we don't think we're equipped to do anything. We feel helpless, we feel trapped, we feel cornered. So what are our spiritual gifts? How do we find these gifts? How is it manifested to us? I remember at work some years ago, my manager used to bring in lovely paintings that he used to do in his spare time. And then another friend brought in cards that they made. And they said, this is my hobby. And I was thinking to myself, have I got a hobby? What am I good at? And I couldn't really think of anything that I was good at. And I thought, oh dear, I haven't got a hobby or something that I could share with them. And then I went away and I thought about it. And I thought, I could bake. I could bake some cakes. So I'm going to bake a cake. I'm going to take it into work and I'm going to share it with everyone. And I did that. One morning I got up early, I baked and I took it in. And since then, everyone liked it and I became the sort of cake baker of of that team. And so people would ask me, Joan, when are you baking again? And so that made me happy. I felt good that I could contribute something. And even now that I'm not in that workplace, people will still ring me up and ask me about baking. My husband, who's from Newcastle, his family, whenever they come down, they want me to bake. If I don't bake, they're very upset. So I'm quite happy that I can contribute something that I can share, and I can be regarded as a contributor. So our special gifts are nothing special as such, it's special to God, but there are things that we may be able to do physically that God can use to expand and to draw people towards us. We have to think, we have to go away and think, what is it that I can do in order to help build up what we call the body of Christ? Christ is the head of this church. He's the head of all the churches. The Father has a plan for his name to be known, for his kingdom to be known on earth. There's no point waiting until we get to heaven. He's got a job that he needs done here on earth. And he has given us some talent in some way or another that we may be able to utilize in order that others may know his name and come to a relationship with him. I went to, when I was doing this TLS course, which is about teaching and learning and serving, I had to do a placement for 9 months in the forest group. And I had to go around with a German minister, and I was assisting her for 9 months in three different churches. And one of the order of service in one of the churches had a mission statement. And the mission statement said, our mission is to know God, to know Christ, and to let his name be known. And when I read it initially, I thought, doesn't the church know God? Doesn't the church know Christ? And then I went away and thought about it again, and I thought, well, we never know God fully. We're still learning. We're on a journey. We have to spend time to know his character, to know his will, to know his purpose for us in this world. So we never really know God. And I thought, well, that's true. We have to do a lot of learning. We have to experience each other, talk about God, and to really know what it's about. And then his commission is that we let his name be known. However young we may be, however old we may be, we can let his name be known by our words, our deeds, our actions. So the gifts we have been given might be in words. We meet our neighbors, we talk to them, we offer support, we listen. Some people may just want us to be near them, for them to share their concerns with us. So we may be a good listener. Is that a quality that we may be given as a gift? We may have other skills. We may run errands. In our Bible script, it talks about preachers, talks about teachers, prophets, evangelists. We may think, oh, I can't do any of that. But we may have other little skills that we can offer to one another, or our community, the people we meet outside. God has given us these gifts. He wants us to use them. We may be accountable to God when we pass through this life and meet him. What did you do with your gifts, the gifts I gave you? Did we share it with anyone? Maybe we don't think we have any gifts, but we work, we are busy, we may be able to contribute to help build our church, to help fundraising activities. There are so much different avenues that we could go down if we spend time to think, to meditate. What is my contribution? What can I do to further God's kingdom, to let his name be known? Every one of us who loves God has that responsibility to let his name be known to others. It's not something that God wants us to just keep to ourselves, to keep our light hidden under the bramble. He wants us to be able to encourage others, help them in what other ways, whatever way we can, to share his name. Even by just being a friend, we don't have to always go and preach the gospel. Being kind to people, sharing our food, our snacks, our lunches, whatever we can do to show God's love, that's what God wants from us. It's no point us all just coming to church and being happy and just being happy around the people that we know. God wants us to extend our friendship beyond the walls of the church, beyond our family lives, beyond our family circles, our school circles, the friends we know immediately. So God wants us to understand his purpose, to understand his will. And so our challenge today is for us to go away and think, meditate. Do we have any gifts that we are hiding? Have we really searched our minds, searched our hearts? Are we using our full capacity to help extend the will of God? Again, I could give an example with myself. I had no thought of becoming a lay preacher. In fact, I had been with my immediate church, High Cross, for 24 years. And like many people in the church, you go along and you enjoy the service. And then one day I was nudged and asked to be, if I'd like to get involved in the young people's service, to help out with the young people. And I said yes. And I was quite happy doing that for many years. 10 years, 15 years plus. And then another time, our minister said, we're going to do some extended Bible study, research work. And he had a meeting, and he invited us all, and I went along. I thought, yeah, I'd love to do a bit more extensive Bible studies. That would be good. And then I ended up on this lay preacher's course. And I thought, oh, no. I'm not going to have time. I work. Where will I get the time? And then I thought, oh no. Then they talked about doing assignments. Oh no, I'd never have time for assignments. But God has helped me and he's assisted me through 2 years of studying and going to lectures. And then the final year of shepherding assisting a minister in the forest group. And it's been the best thing I've done. I didn't think I had the ability to do it. I didn't think I would have had the time to do it. But now I've done it. I'm so excited to be here and to share with others. So sometimes we may not know our own capacity. We may think that I'm not able to do this, I'm not able to do that. But God will equip us If there's something on your heart, if there's something that needs doing, God gives us eyes to see. He gives us ears to hear what's going on. He gives us feet and hands. And He will be your supplier to guide you to what He wants you to do. So that's what I want to share with us today. God has given us so many things, and His plan is for others to come to know His love and His care. And we are all part of that one body, Christ being the head of the church. We are that one body, utilizing our various gifts in order that that body will function to the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.